Welcome to the Blessed Sacrament Homilies Podcast, where our mission is to help everyone recognize and experience the presence of God. We hope you are nourished and encouraged by the Word. Thank you for joining us.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus summoned the 12 and began to send them out two by two, and gave them authority over unclean spirits. He instructed them to take nothing for the journey but a walking stick, no food, no sack, no money for their belts. They were, however, to wear sandals, but not a second tunic. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave. Whatever place does not welcome you or listen to you, leave there and shake the dust off your feet in testimony against them." So they went off and preached repentance. The 12 drove out many demons, and they anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. The Gospel of the Lord. For as long as I have been a priest in the diocese, every 2 years, we gather together for what we call assembly, where we go off somewhere and spend time in fellowship, but also listening to speakers that hopefully are useful. That's about a 50-50 chance that they are. But the first one I went to, it was the first year I was ordained, was by a mile the best one we had. This was just when things were getting a little bit scary, when we thought we were starting a priest shortage. And at that time, we had over 100 priests in our diocese. We're down to like 40 now, so we didn't know anything yet. But our speaker happened to be a priest from the Archdiocese of Seattle, and he was also a psychologist. And there's something about listening to a person who knows your experience that can be very helpful. And one of the things he said, which was funny and insightful, was he said, part of the problem with most priests right now is you think you're the Messiah. You think you're the one that's going to save people, that you're the one that's going to fix every problem in the church, that it's up to you. So he said, how many of you know you're not the Messiah? And like in any large group, half the people just sit like this, so about half put their arms up. He said, see, some of you think you are. And that was a good insight for us. But it's easy, no matter what we do that is offering of ourselves, things like any ministry in the church, things like being a parent, for example, where you can begin to think that absolutely everything is your responsibility. And it can be not only overwhelming, but it can also make you want to quit. I can't quite do it anymore. And over the years, I have heard more times than I can count from parents of adult children who have come to me and they are all upset because no matter what they do, they can't seem to get their kids in church. And they're looking, I don't know, for magic words from me or some kind of an insight that's going to be able to fix the problem. And instead, I give them an answer they're not expecting, but hopefully one that eases their mind just a bit. Because I'll start with a question. I'll say, did you do the best job you could do in raising your child and sharing your faith with him or her? And they say, yeah, I think so. And I say, well, then don't worry about it. Let the Holy Spirit work. Let God work. It's not all about you making this happen. And that's what's at the heart of this gospel, this story of sending those first evangelists out into the world to proclaim a need for repentance. And it's why Jesus sent them out with nothing to prepare themselves. They weren't to take money or extra clothes or food or anything like that. Because he wanted them to understand that they weren't doing their own work, they were doing God's work. And that the success or failure of what they were doing was not utterly dependent upon them, They were simply bringing an invitation, and that it's God who works through that invitation to change hearts and to change lives. And while this was the instruction for those first evangelists, it's one that should still be the way we operate. And I can't help but think that in the long and sometimes sorrowful history of the church, that if we had always followed this model, a lot of the things we apologize for today, a lot of the things that in our history are less than perfect, wouldn't have happened. The forceful conversions of people, the moments where cultures were crushed in order to make people follow what we believe, wouldn't have happened. Because those who saw themselves as missionaries would have went into these communities and instead simply proclaimed the love of God and then allowed the Holy Spirit and God's gifts to work in that community. We need to make sure that we don't make those same mistakes today. And it's easy to do, to think that people that don't immediately agree with us are against us. That's not true. More hearts are changed by examples of love and mercy and good news than ever by forceful means or even by the perfect argument. We simply invite. It's God who calls.